Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health companies and veterinary businesses acquire top talent, while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about the most common myths about working with a recruiter. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sharita. I'm glad to be here again today.
Now, Stacy, I imagine that you've come across just about every myth when it comes to what job seekers and candidates think about working with a recruiter. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, there is a lot of information that is misinformation in the employment marketplace, and that includes what job seekers sometimes believe about recruiters. You would think that the advent of the internet would help in some way to clear up the confusion, but that's not necessarily the case. There are job seekers and candidates in the marketplace right now as we do this podcast who are operating under mistaken assumptions about recruiters.
Well, some of those people might be listening in today, so perhaps we can shed some light on this subject for them.
I hope so.
Okay, Stacy, where would you like to begin?
I would like to address a number of myths one at a time, starting with the myth that the candidate has to pay the recruiter to help them find a job. That is not the case, and actually, let me clarify that. No reputable recruiter would expect a job seeker or candidate to pay them for helping them find a job, in my opinion. In other words, if you're working with a recruiter and that recruiter expects you to pay them, then you need to walk away. That is not a recruiter you want to work with, again, in my opinion. The recruiter's client pays the recruiter, not the candidate. And that leads me to our next myth.
Okay, what's that?
That is the myth that it's the recruiter's responsibility to help a job seeker find employment. Recruiters work for organizations to help them fill their open positions. As we just established, a recruiter's client is the employer, and the employer pays the recruiter. Since that's the case, the recruiter's primary responsibility is to the client and not the candidate. Now, don't get me wrong, the recruiter still wants to help job seekers and candidates, but that's different than being expected to find a job for someone. If there's a good match between a job seeker and a client, then by all means, the recruiter will make that match. But the match has to exist in the first place. A recruiter is not going to force a candidate on their client just because the candidate expects the recruiter to find a job for them. And once again, that leads us to our next myth.
Okay, and what would that next myth be?
That is the myth that recruiters only work with people who are unemployed or who are struggling with their job search. We've discussed this point before, that recruiters work with passive candidates all the time. In fact, sometimes passive candidates are the candidates that a recruiter's client wants to see the most. So if you're employed and not looking for a job right now and a recruiter calls you, that's because they more than likely want to talk with you about an employment opportunity that may be better than the one that you have right now. Just because you are not actively looking for a job is not a good reason to not talk with a recruiter.
Okay, so now Stacy, what's another myth that job seekers and candidates have about working with a recruiter?
Another myth is that recruiters don't care about the role that they place you in, that they just want to place you somewhere so that they can collect a fee. That is simply not true. It is very important to a recruiter that they make a good fit between their client, the employer, and the candidate they place at their client's organization. A recruiter wants both parties to be satisfied, and the reason is simple. The recruiter wants their client to view them as someone who can get positive results. If a recruiter places a candidate at their client's organization and that candidate quits shortly thereafter or is let go, then that's going to reflect poorly on the recruiter. As a result, the hiring manager may have less confidence in the recruiter the next time the organization has an opening they need to fill. To go a step further, the hiring manager may not use that recruiter the next time the organization has an opening. So it's definitely in the recruiter's best interest to create a win-win situation for the company and also the candidate. If the company and candidate don't win together, then the recruiter doesn't win either. Good recruiters want a win-win-win. And yet that leads us to our next myth.
Okay, and which one is that?
That is the myth that recruiters do not want to build long-term relationships with candidates. Nothing can be further from the truth. And actually, allow me to qualify that. Good, reputable recruiters want to build long-term relationships with candidates. Drawing upon the first myth that we discussed, if a recruiter wants a job seeker to pay for helping them to find a position, then that recruiter probably is not interested in a relationship. They're interested in being paid for something that they should not be getting paid for, in my opinion. I've built many long-term relationships with animal health and veterinary professionals. In fact, there are a number of people in this industry that I have placed multiple times, and they view me as their career coach, someone who can help them grow throughout their careers. I find it personally satisfying when a candidate that I have placed writes me a letter or email thanking me for helping them. And I truly enjoy helping job seekers and candidates improve the quality of their lives and the quality for their families' lives through better employment opportunities.
Okay, so how many myths do we have left?
We have two more. The first one is the myth that a candidate won't get paid as much or they won't be offered as much money or compensation if they are represented by a recruiter. Not only is this not true, but in many cases, just the opposite is true.
How so?
Recruiters, by their very trade, are masters of negotiation. They know how to negotiate on their behalf and also on the behalf of the candidates they represent. This includes negotiating in the areas of salary and compensation. The fact of the matter is that many candidates are not well versed in the art of negotiation. So if and when they get to that stage of the hiring process, they can be at a disadvantage. However, a candidate who is being represented by a good recruiter is not at a disadvantage. They have an advantage, their recruiter, who has been through the negotiation stage countless times. Not only that, but the recruiter also has insight and knowledge about the hiring manager, the organization, and how best to negotiate. The candidate is able to leverage that experience and expertise that the recruiter possesses and put it to use negotiating the best offer package possible for them.
Now, I can see how this could be a very damaging myth to believe. Not only do recruiters not hurt a candidate's chances of receiving a good offer, they actually help the candidate's chances to receive a good offer.
Yes, that's right. And our last myth is similar to that one, and it can be just as damaging.
Okay, what's that?
Our final myth is the myth that a candidate has a better chance of being considered for a position if they are not represented by a recruiter.
Okay, what's the logic there?
It's all about the fee. The candidate may think that the employer does not want to pay the recruiter's fee and will do anything to not pay the fee. As a result, they think that if they can get in front of the employer without recruiter representation, it will give them an edge over other candidates who are not represented by recruiters. In their mind, the hiring manager would give more credence to a candidate that the company did not have to pay for. But once again, this is absolutely not true. And once again, the opposite is actually often the case. When an organization uses a search consultant or recruiter to help fill a position, the organization is indicating its willingness to pay the recruiter's fee. Not only that, if an organization is using a recruiter to help fill a position, they are indicating that they trust the recruiter. The organization trusts the recruiter to help identify the best candidates in the marketplace and then convince those candidates to consider their employment opportunity. Many organizations know that the best candidates are the ones that come from the recruiter they know and trust.
Is it true that you've reached out to candidates about an opportunity only to have the candidates try to go behind your back and go directly to the employer?
Yes, I have seen that happen. And unfortunately, it usually does not go well for the candidates who do that. They think that they're giving themselves an advantage by doing it, but the hiring manager at my client will question their actions. And the fact of the matter is that the hiring manager is not going to view a candidate as more attractive just because they're not represented by a recruiter. Because my clients that I work with, they know me, the hiring managers trust me, and they trust my judgment and my abilities. On the other hand, they might not even know the candidate, who the candidate is in many cases. And trust is an important factor here. The hiring manager trusts me enough to pay a fee for my services. Hiring someone requires a certain level of trust as well. If the hiring manager doesn't even know the candidate, how can they immediately trust the candidate enough to hire them? However, if I present someone to the hiring manager, then they trust my judgment, and then by extension, they're going to trust that candidate that I'm presenting.
Well, Stacy, it certainly makes perfect sense. Thank you for sharing these myths about recruiters and once again sharing wonderful information with us today.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.